This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day, everyone. Another beautiful day along the Gulf Coast. Lots of racing activity still going on. There's lots of tracks that are done for the year, and still they've got some racing tonight. We'll let you know all about it thanks to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and my good friend Dewey at Dewey's Competition Head Service. Whether you have a bomber, a late model, a dragster, he can make that thing scream. Look at all the people that won championships. Ask them where they're getting their motor built. It's going to probably be a Dewey. So what do we got scheduled for today? Well, I'm telling you, Matt Weaver has been so busy with Popular Speed, he's made his PRN radio debut, which is huge. We're going to talk about that. Also, this week he's in Charlotte. We'll talk about the Nationwide Wreck Fest last night. And Matt is heading to the Winchester 400 this weekend. If this guy gets frequent flyer miles, I'm telling you, he would be probably in Hawaii on his off weekend. So much traveling. So Matt's standing by. And then there's a lot of great things going on in the community. Janie Reynolds, that's Red Dog's daughter, has come up with something that we've teamed up with several other drivers. Today, as soon as we're off the show at 10 o'clock, we're heading over to West Mobile Ballpark for it's right off of Leroy Stevens Road, a huge fundraiser and a food drive for our warrior kid, Luke Courtney. Luke has been suffering from childhood cancer, and he's on hospice now, and we've got four race cars going to be there, including mine, Red Dog, and Mark Barnhill. And if you bring out a canned good, you can get in the cars, get pictures. We've got all sorts of goodies from sponsors and pictures and stuff. We'll be out there till at least noon today. So Janie's going to tell us about that. And then coming up, Alabama Teen Challenge has got a huge car show coming up next Saturday. Joe Smith is going to tell us a little bit about it. And this is a big weekend along the Gulf Coast, obviously, in Biloxi, because they've got the Cruising in the Coast. So we hope we catch some of those guys going over there. Let them know that there's a big event coming up next Saturday, and we'll be there set up as well. Joe McCardinal, we'll spit it out, with Sunny South Raceway is going to wrap up last weekend's Dixie Clash. It was a two-day show, and they finished up the season. We'll go through the points and congratulate all the champions. And Dustin Long with MRN's live in Charlotte as well. He's got some interesting news with Busch and Keselowski. They're pretty critical about these new Goodyear tires. Goodyear's saying with the speeds they're going this weekend, could be some problems. Already starting to see that. Jimmy Johnson continues his bad luck as he bounces off the wall in the last practice. And sad news, one of the media folks, Steve Burns, has had to immediately quit working again because his cancer's back. We'll learn a little bit more about that. And one guy that is on the road now and still at Charlotte and getting ready to make that trip back to Indiana. Good morning, Matt Weaver. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Well, Kane, you mentioned that, you know, if I had the off weekend, I'd be in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But you're in racing, so you understand.
Yeah.
There's no off weekends in racing.
I'm
as
sorry.
As soon as NASCAR's over, we got the Snowball Derby. We got Speedfest down in Cordill. We ain't stopping.
That's right. I love it. I'm sorry. That's right. We'll save that Hawaii stuff for another day.
Another lifetime.
Yeah, I know, right? That's it, man. You're living the life. You're living the dream. You know, you've been all over the country following all sorts, from IndyCar to, of course, your favorite, the light models, but you're taking care of NASCAR as well. And you're getting, I want to talk, first of all, about PRN. What an experience you had this week. Can you tell us about it?
Well, I took off my Full Throttle Racing with Kane training wheels and went to, you know, PRN, the Pit Reporters, which is their, you know, premier interview style show. Me and Jeff Gluck from USA Today,
awesome,
who is my mentor, were the guests this week, and we had a real good time. A lot of interesting topics to debate after a really wild Kansas race.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just good exposure for me because, you know, you mentioned all the races that I go to and all the things that I get to do, but mm-hmm. I'm still very much early in my career, and any kind of exposure like that, you know, goes a long way, and it starts with your show, so I can't thank you enough for the experience and opportunities that I've had being able to chat with you each week.
Oh, well, I have a blast, and I love the way you're... the nice thing about what you do is you're very opinionated, and I like that a lot. You're not afraid to call it like you see it. Some folks don't do that, and you do, and that's why I love you. Yeah, whether you love Matt or hate Matt, he's got a great opinion, and I love you, Matt. I think you do a great job. What happened last night? I know that Keselowski wins. There's a lot of wrecks. Talk us through the Nationwide race.
Well, it just depends on who you talk to and whose perspective you get. I mean, you brought it up a second ago that Kyle and Brad are a little skeptical about the tire. I think what you're seeing there is they're a little gun-shy after what happened last week in the Cup race in Kansas. Brad had the tire issue. He blew the tire and it put him in the wall, and it really put him behind the eight ball in the chase for the championship. So, early in the race, there were some tire issues. Mm-hmm. The tires for Decor on the right front. And, here's what I think happened, because you didn't see this issue in the second half of the race.
Right.
So I think it was a combination of three things you saw. The tires they were on in the first half of the race were the same tires they qualified on. So they had anywhere from 10 to 25 more laps on them, depending on how many laps you ran. Also, in the first half of the race, the top lane was not really rubbering in. So a lot of guys tried to take to the high side, and it just really ate the tires up, especially the right front.
Yeah.
And speeds. Speeds have really been record-setting this weekend with this downforce package and running at night. And plus, I think once the guys realized they had to lay off a little bit, it took care of itself.
Yeah.
You said you want opinions, so here we go. I think right now on the NASCAR side, I think there's this automatic expectation that drivers should be able to go out there and run 500 qualifying miles.
Yeah.
I think good racing, and we see it all the time at Pensacola, is when guys have to conserve their tires and lay off and not use them up early on.
Strategy.
And make the pass later.
Yeah.
And I think Goodyear has made these rock-solid tires so badly over the past, since 2008 with the Indianapolis debacle, that guys are now used to riding on this, Flintstone tire that you can ride the entire race on and go full throttle. And, we talked to Brad after his media availability, too, and his side was, I'm with you. You're supposed to conserve tires, and that creates good racing.
Mm-hmm.
But he says you're supposed to conserve the tire because you want to be able to prevent fall-off, not prevent failure. And he believes that the tires are failing, and that's the issue. He says at the end of the day, the tires are supposed to fall off and not literally fall off your car.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a good point, too. But it's always good to go back and forth with Brad because he brings it, too.
Well, obviously, Kyle Busch isn't too worried because he's got the pole for the event.
Well, yeah, Kyle got the pole for the Cup race, and Brad won the race. So it was interesting to me that those two had the issues because everyone else I talked to in the garage after the race said they love the tire. Ryan Reed, Brendan Gaughan, Alex Bowman, they said, man, this tire lets you go up and down the racetrack, search for grooves. So that's part of the concern. If you see the story I wrote on popularspeed.com, the two leaders were skeptical. And everyone else in the Nationwide Series is like, man, I love this tire.
That's amazing, isn't it? Let me ask you, now, once you shift gears and you get out of Charlotte, you're heading over to Winchester, Indiana, some of my stomping grounds. My family's from that area itself. And I'm looking at the Winchester 400 setup, and you have got a bunch of the Southern Super Series big guns heading up there. Bubba Pauler, Daniel Hemric, Augie Grill, Donnie Wilson had some fast times, and Anderson Bowen. What do you expect to see? This is again, one of those flagship races, I call it, like the Snowball Derby, like what used to be the All-American 400. What's your thoughts on this track? Because this track has got a lot of history, but again, from what I understand, pretty rough track as well.
One, let me say, I've made a huge mistake for the second year in a row. I'm going to, as soon as post-race is over, interviews and media availability for the Cup race tonight, I'm going to make an immediate beeline from Charlotte, North Carolina to Winchester, Indiana, about a 9-hour road trip. So, God bless, I think we're going to have some fun as long as this rain stays out of Concord tonight. But as for the Winchester 400, you're absolutely right. To me, I could make a case that the Winchester 400 is on the same level as the Snowball Derby.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Derby is still a little more prestigious in stature. But I think the Winchester 400 is a little bit more of a grueling race, too. It's the longest race in super late model racing, short track racing. 400 laps around the bad half mile.
Yeah.
Winchester is a tough track. Imagine it like, for those who haven't seen it, it's Bristol on steroids. It's high banked, really fast. The surface is corroded. Guys are right up against the wall.
Yeah.
It's the fastest half track in the world. Even if Bristol may at times claim the moniker, Winchester is faster than Bristol. Yeah, it's a very prestigious race. Eric Jones, the two-time defending Stable Derby champion, is looking to win two in a row this weekend. And the entire top five in the Southern Super Series standings from this year, so Bubba Pollard, Daniel Hemric, Anderson Bowen, Augie Grill, and Donnie Wilson are all making the trip up to Winchester to try to dethrone Eric and some of the CRA guys.
Yeah, and you mentioned CRA. Explain to folks who that is. That's one of the racing organizations in the Midwest and the Northern Series.
Yeah, we have the Southern Super Series here in the Southeast, and you have a variety of racing tours throughout the country that run these super late models. The CRA runs the Central Midwest. The Midwest Tour runs the North. You got Pass North and Pass South. And so it's kind of like, the way I like to compare it to, it's like for those who like wrestling, in the 80s you had all these different wrestling territories before the WWE became big time.
Yeah.
And that's what this is like now. You've got all these little different regional territories, and they all come together for big events like the Snowball or the All-American, the World Crown, and Winchester.
Well, you mentioned Snowball Derby, and obviously big news last weekend. Chase Elliott has put in an entry for this. Have you talked to Chase about him coming back, or is there any buzz? Or obviously, he's got his hands full with the Nationwide trying to win the championship series, but he's got to be excited to come back and obviously try to do it the right way this next year.
Well, you know, I like to think that I planted the seed, and Mr. Elliott said.
I talked
to him about the Derby at Chicagoland, and I said, you know, it's starting to get cold. This is Derby weather. Are you coming? And he's like, man, you keep leaning on me, and you make me want to go. And he says, but right now, I don't think I'm going to be able to. I mean, I'd really like to, but it depends on if we can get a team together and the situations to align themselves. And then 1 week later, I see the press release that Chase Elliott's coming back to Pensacola, and I'm like,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, plant that seed, man. Who else can we get you to talk to?
Right. Let's go up and down the entire Sprint Cup garage.
Well, one more thing, because we do have a few other folks to get to. I want you, you did a great story about Jeff Gordon and his experience at the Winchester 400. Tell me what it was like to see him go back and tell that story.
Well, you know, I was doing some research during the off season to try to prepare for races like this, and I was looking at the Winchester 400 and saw that Jeff Gordon had one start in the big super late model race in Indiana. And so I figured, you know, that would make a great pre-race story come October. And so when I was in Charlotte for Chase Media Week in January, we had some one-on-one time with Jeff, and I asked him a bunch of NASCAR stuff too, but being the late model guy that I am, I bet you no one's asked Jeff recently about Winchester. And yeah, the story's on race22.com. It's the only time that Jeff Gordon has ever been in a pavement late model.
Wow.
And get this, coming from midgets and sprint, he said the super late model didn't have enough power. He felt like, you know, there just wasn't enough strength in the corners, and you know, he kind of dog supers a little bit. But when you run midgets and sprints and wing sprints, I bet your super late model feels like a turtle.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Matt, you do such a great job. How can we keep track of you this weekend? What's the best way to see all your stories?
Best way is on Twitter. You know, I post all of my stories, be it NASCAR, IndyCar, Short Track, what have you. The Twitter is at Matt Weaver, SBN, and it's the same name on Facebook. I try to keep people posted on Facebook, too, but it's a little bit more personal. But it's Facebook.com, Matt Weaver, SBN.
Safe travels, my brother. Can't wait to read it all on the World Wide Web. And again, you do such a great job. We're honored to still continue to have you on. And by the way, like I tell Dustin with MRN, check's in the mail, brother.
Keep, thanks for putting me the training wheels for PRN. That came in handy.
There you go. Thanks again, Matt. We appreciate you. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show on my team's website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. And again, out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, the third year, been able with to be able to be with this team, Jim Board, and all the other racers along the Gulf Coast and worldwide that are part of this team. We race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments. And as always, if you're a fireman, firewoman, fireperson, you guys got a fish fire, anything going on, any kind of fundraiser, we'll bring the race car cars out. That's what we do. So you can find us at Full Throttle Racing with Kane on Facebook. Now, I want to thank real quick before we get into the next segment, some sponsors of our race team. As if you haven't heard, we've got a three-car team for next year, all Chevys, and we just signed our latest, and we're so honored to have them, the Creek Convenience Stores at Atmore and Wetumpka. And those are Porch Creek Indians. We're thrilled to have them on a multiple-year deal. They see what we're doing with the Warrior Kids, and of course, we race to bring awareness and funds to childhood cancer. We have handprints all over our car from kids all over the country that are fighting the cancer, that have beaten it, and have also earned their angel's wings. So we're so thrilled to have them on board. Also, all Gulf Coast McDonald's for the third year in a row, also going to be main title sponsors, along with Pull Apart, Perkins Hurricane Landing, and also Dewey's Competition Head Service right there at Government and Butler. If you've got an engine and you race, plain and simple, you need to go and talk to Dewey. It's amazing what he can do with the work, and trust me, he can do some things that other folks can't. We'll just leave it at that. Falsac Tires, also a big part of what we do. ABC Designs, formerly Performance Graphics. Go see Steve Williams and the crew. Look them up on Facebook. They do amazing work. Also, Alabama Teen Challenge on. Joe Smith is standing by. I'm going to talk with him in just a minute. Metro Glass Immobile, K1 Racing Gear, and USFD Racing. So we're so thrilled about that. Like we mentioned, still to come, Joe McCarnell with Sunny South Raceway, wrapping up last weekend's Dixie Clash 2. It's a two-day show there, and also the end of the season. We'll talk with him, Dustin Long with MRN, more NASCAR news. And in just a few minutes, Red Dog's daughter, Janie Reynolds, is going to be on a huge event today going on at 10 o'clock at West Mobile Park. We'll talk about that. But first, let's bring in Joe Smith with Alabama Teen Challenge. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kane.
Man, I'm honored. And, you know, my wife Michelle and I are on the board advisors of a Teen Challenge, and we stay busy. We can't make all the meetings. But when we have special events like this, I'm so excited. This is the third annual car show. General admission is free. It's coming up at the Foley Assembly of God, and that's down, obviously, in Foley. But can you tell us, first of all, this is a huge weekend for show cars because they're all traveling back and forth from Wednesday to Sunday into Biloxi. So we're hoping to catch some of those guys listening to the show this morning. What do we got going on next weekend?
Oh, we got just a benefit fundraiser for our Alabama Teen Challenge program. Mm-hmm. It's free to the public. It's going to be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration is $25, and it will still be open the day of. We'll have a bunch of trophies to be given away, best original, best custom, best street rod, best rat rod, you know, many more. There's going to be a fish fry lunch with hush puppies and coleslaw.
Ooh, yeah.
Which the drivers will have complimentary food, and door prizes and driver goodie bags will be available as well.
Well, we're excited. We're going to try to bring our race car down there for that, and also, of course, we'll be down there playing some tunes and just hanging out and shaking hands and kissing babies. And, you know, it's amazing for people who don't know what Alabama Teen Challenge is. I think some people might be confused by the name. Can you give us a little update on what this wonderful, wonderful group does for folks?
Amen. The name can be misleading. It is a faith-based program. It's a residential program for men and women who struggle with life-controlling addictions. We help them break the bondage of those addictions. Our programs across the state of Alabama have an age range of 18 and older, and we accept anybody that is willing to commit to a year of trying to get their life turned around, and we do that by a faith-based biblical teaching and principles.
Yeah, and again, you've got right now at your facility near Bay Minette, how many folks do you have in there?
Right now we have 21, 22 gentlemen. Wow. I have another one coming in next week.
Oh, well, praise God. Let me ask you, these guys, they're struggling, and this is really a detox period for some of these folks. So you really have to battle more than just addictions, but there's so many personality conflicts. We've gone through there, and we've walked through the facility, and it's amazing how welcome all the gentlemen that are there going through treat any visitor that comes through with respect and love. And I think these guys, from what I've seen and being a part of it for the past couple of years, the people that really get into this and from the beginning to the end that make it, it does change their life for better, and you're doing God's work.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing, is that it's God that's working in them. We're just the people that are working for Teen Challenge are just the vessels that he uses to do his miraculous work. You know, most of these men that come through, I mean, they're good men. They've just made bad choices in their life. And we just try to steer them back to the right path. And it's really a wonderful thing to be able to see God restore their lives and families. And you're just amazed at the transformation. And for me, it's a huge blessing to actually see that transformation take place place on a daily basis.
Well, from someone who struggled with that in my past as well, I appreciate everything you guys do. Let me ask you, for folks who want to learn more about Alabama Teen Challenge, where can they go on the web?
They can go to alabamateenchallenge.org, mm-hmm. And we have all kinds of information. If you know of somebody that is needing some help and is willing to get the help, there we have a Get Help icon on that webpage, and you can download an application, you can feel free to call us at 251-580-0091 for any kind of information that we might be able to help with if there is any more questions.
And again, if you want to go online to foleyassembly.com, it has the flyer for the third annual car show. And I've already talked to God. He promises good weather next weekend. So fingers crossed. Well, I tell you what, we'll get you back on next Saturday as well, as we're at the event, because we want to let people know that, hey, sunshine, rain, it doesn't matter. It is going on. And we look forward to trying to get more cars out there. Last year, we had a ton of cars out there.
Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Yeah, it was. And people were just driving by, stopping, because some of them weren't for sure that it was going on, and because it's right off of 98. But I think we put one or two cars out there with a couple signs, and that just drew the people in.
Yes, sir.
So we're definitely looking forward to it. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Joe. Explain a little bit about Alabama Teen Challenge, and we'll see you next weekend for sure, brother.
All right. Thanks a lot. God bless.
And you too. All right. Now, as we move on, there's another big event that's coming up today, and this is going to be out at West Mobile Bar Park. And let me tell you, we have a young boy. Michelle and I got to know his parents, Amy and Luther Courtney. And Luke Courtney is a young 5-year-old boy who is struggling and fighting the fight of his life. He's in hospice now at home, and we ask for prayers. That's what we do this morning, and it's amazing. We went to Mobile International Speedway, asked some of the teams to say, hey, here's what we're doing. We've got a young kid coming out here. We want to show him a good time. And it was amazing. With the organization from Red Dog Reynolds and Red Dog's daughter, Janie Reynolds, we were able to raise over $4,000 in one night for this family. And this is one of the families that really needs it, especially with medical bills and things like that. And I want to say good morning to Janie, her radio debut. So everybody, woo-hoo! Good morning. How are you, Janie?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Now, you've done something and taken this to the next level for Luke. Can you tell us what you've organized today that's going on in Mobile?
Well, after seeing what the racing teams had done for Luke and his family, West Mobile's athletic director contacted me and asked what West Mobile football community could do for Luke and his family.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I met, and then he met with the team mom for every football team at the park, and all the team moms were eager to step up, and you know, they all had ideas and what could they donate, what could they do, what ideas, what could the park do, could we pull together and do. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been able to pull together, and they've donated over $500.
Wow.
Some non-perishable food items, clothes, shoes, gift cards, all for the family.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it amazing how the community has come? And it's just a blessing to see, as you know, Michelle and I deal with these situations with these families on a daily basis. We're in contact with these families, and it just gives me chills to see how other communities, not just the racing community, but here you go, you've got family that plays there, and they come to you, and it's all about goodwill. It's just amazing to see what can happen. And you've been out and you visited Luke and you visited the family. And the family's a wonderful family, a good Christian-based family, and they're just struggling. And to imagine for one moment that your kid, your child, is essentially passing because of cancer, I mean, it just touches your heart. And I get people all the time asking, well, how do you guys do that? And the question is, Janie, how can you not?
How can you not? Yeah, we went over there last Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Last Saturday, and took them some things. And they actually welcomed me and my boys into their home like we were family.
Yes, and we just missed you because we were there Saturday too, you know?
Yeah, and we celebrated Hannah's birthday, one of his sister's birthday, with them like we were family.
Yeah.
They fixed my kids' birthday cakes, and
It's just amazing how the folks now how can we find the park, and if we want to come and donate, what can a family do today?
Well, today at 10 o'clock, we have 5 race cars that we're setting up at the football park. Today is actually the West Mobile homecoming.
Oh.
5 race cars are going to be set up, and what we're doing is all the players are bringing non-perishable food items so they can interact with the cars, take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing racing to football and kind of joining the two. We have 5 race cars, Mark Barnhill, Wesley Barnhill, your car, Red Dog's car is going to be there, and then the T69 of Alan Taylor's dirt car is going to be there.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember Alan's last name. That's why I didn't put it on the Facebook. So thank you, Alan, and all the drivers. And we're going to be out there until at least noon, maybe a little bit after that. So we've got a couple hours this morning. Bring the kids. Go check out some great football. And again, it's at West...
Off Leroy Stevens, right.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask how to get there, so off Leroy Stevens. So we appreciate you coming on, and give us a little bit to wrap up the show, and we'll see you here shortly, okay, Janie?
Yes, and I just wanted to say, personally, I just want to thank West Mobile, the athletic director, all the team moms for West Mobile for all their hard work and pulling together, and then our West Mobile parents and all the players and all the cheerleaders for everything, just coming together as a community and moving forward from here. West Mobile, every season we're looking to do this for from here on out. Every September, we're looking to do this as a park for a family, if not more than one family.
Yeah.
Adopt a family, or for childhood cancer awareness every September, because there's so much we can do as a football a football park. And We can make a difference.
Yeah, and we will today, and we're so excited. So thank you again for coming on, and give us a couple hours. We'll be there.
Yes, sir. We'll see you later.
All right. Thank you again. Janie did a great job there explaining what's happening today. Remember the 3rd annual car show coming up down at Foley Assembly, and then again today from 10 o'clock until about noon or so. Come check out these race cars up close and personal. Still to come, we're talking Sunny South Raceway. Champions are now crowned. Joe McArdle's got it next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org shortly after the show today. Still to come, Dustin Long with MRN standing by live in Charlotte. Again, Cup Racing, Busch and Keselowski, critical about those Goodyear tires. And you heard Matt Weaver talk about that a little bit. Also, Jimmy Johnson's bad luck continues. And sad news, got the reporter, Steve Burns, his cancer is back. So he's going to be fighting that. We'll learn more about it. A big night of racing last Saturday. Wrapped it all up in a big bow. Sunny South Raceway did it right, crowning champions, the Dixie Clash Night 2. Joe McArdle joins us to give us all the details. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, King. Good
Man.
Morning.
Welcome back to the show, and you can finally go, it's finished. You guys
it's
got
it. It's finished, and every time this year we're glad we put the last race in, but then 2 weeks later, we're wanting to go racing.
Yeah, you're getting itchy, huh? That is so true. Let's talk about, first of all, this was a two-night race. We talked about the Friday night race, but let's talk about the Saturday racing and what you saw last weekend.
Okay, Saturday night racing, we came back with the regular classes, but we added the super stock as the main feature. I'll have to say this. We only had 5.
Mm-hmm.
But like I tell everybody, you got to start somewhere. So we get 5 this year. We'll get 5 more next year. And we will definitely do this again next year.
Oh, good.
And we will add and add until it just gets big. But I was a little disappointed in the times.
Really?
Yes, I'm serious.
Were they sandbagging?
I think some of them... Well, in defense of the racer and the almighty dollar, some of them come there on some old tires.
Well, sure.
I mean, let's face it, you're not going out and buy tires the last race of the year.
Right.
And some of them didn't quite have the Sunny South setup.
Oh, I bet you that made it interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Fast time was a 13.22. You didn't hear this from me.
Yeah.
But I've got on paper Bandolero's running 13:15.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, but you didn't hear that from me.
Yeah, no. No one listens to the show. It's all good.
Right. And I would never talk a class down.
No.
But the 13:22 was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Our local pro challenge racer, David Nolan,
yes,
set last time.
Awesome.
He had home track advantage. He's been there all year.
Mm-hmm.
He brought their superstock guy. In fact, he won.
Yes.
The feature.
Yeah, and he had some good cars that he was going. So that's awesome.
Right. He had Bubba Winslow. He had Jason Johnson. Help me out here. I'm trying to think.
I know that. The Days had a car there. So Brandon Tipton was there.
Yeah. And what's his name? Anyway, he set fast time. He looked good.
Yeah.
And running out front, I thought the first lap we was going to have a big pile up, and we had a couple restarts, but they all got together. They treated each other with respect.
Good.
And we had a good race. Well, made a lot of noise on it.
Yeah, I saw some videos from one of the fans, Janet. She's out there all the time, and she takes great photos and videos, and it looked like it was some good racing for the five cars you had. So
yes.
With wrapping up all the racing from Saturday, let's go through the championships, because you guys already have it set up and ready, this year's banquet, right?
Yes, sir. December the 8th,
mm-hmm.
6 o'clock.
Oh, November 8th.
No, I'm sorry. I keep wanting to say December. November the 8th, 6 o'clock at the Sims Community Center on Highway 98 there. In fact, same place we had last year.
Yeah, and you guys did such a great job with it.
Right. We will serve supper at 7 o'clock and go from there. Have a little fun and honor our champions. One little note. We had a deal last week, the two-day show. We offered double money if you won both Friday night and Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
We actually had two people in two different classes. We had Daniel the Tire Man in the mini sprints claim the double money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had that little Dubuisson kid on New Orleans.
Oh, how about it?
Right. I mean, here's a guy that Friday night sat on the pole and led every lap and came back and almost done the same thing Saturday night and looked impressive doing it. I mean, he had a strong car.
Well, you look
but anyway.
You look at the points and how it wrapped up, and Conley Dubuisson has been there every race and has done good, but you got to look at the guy who won this year and what a perfect year, again, he had in the Legend Pro Masters, and I'm obviously talking about Hunter Lewis.
Hunter Lewis had a real good year, real good, strong year, good wheel man, ran out front, had the car there, had the car dialed in.
Well, and obviously,
real good, strong.
And then with the rest of the points, Conley Dubuisson second, and who's that third place, Joseph somebody, what's that?
Oh, some kid, I don't even know who that is. Joseph McArdle finished third in that class. Little story on him, Joseph is 16 years old, going on 20.
Yeah.
Started dating, fell in love, and I'll be the first one to tell you, affected his racing.
Now,
we all went through that.
Mm-hmm.
I expected it, just couldn't quite put my handling on it, but he went backwards instead of frontwards. I mean, we're talking dropping off to fifth and sixth, seventh places, qualifying eighth. And I know he can do better than that, but
love is a strange thing. It affects your driver, right?
And,
you know, and I'll tell you, as my wife is sitting here giving me the evil eye, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I always said when I met her at Sunny South, I said, "Now, baby, there's racing before you, and there's racing after you." And
that's nice. Yeah. I say that too.
And she accepted. That's the thing. She's still. Oh yeah, I won't say what she's doing now. Anyway, let's move to the semi pros and the Young Lions. And how about Connor Okresic? Anything he gets in, he's going to win.
Okay, Connor Okresic came out of Bandoleros.
Yeah,
you hear me? Come out of Bandoleros and ran Legends and Pro Challenge for the first time this year.
And for first time, go ahead. He won both championships. Amazing.
Won both championships in Legend, Young Lion, and Pro Challenge, and is going to the championship race the 25th of October at Bronson, the Pro Challenge Championship.
Wow.
leading second in points nationwide in Pro Challenge.
Yeah, that's strong. And, you know, this kid has also won national championships in go-karts, so he's on the way. We're getting close on time, so I'll go as Connor Okresic, Robbie Johnson, and Ramsey Whittington for the Legends Pro Challenge.
The Legends Pro Challenge.
Yeah, Pro Challenge.
Okay, moving right along, Junior One Champ.
Yeah.
Now, there is a race we've had all year, strong. In fact, the championship was won by 2 points. Mm-hmm. Aaron Tompkins in the 5-2-2, Landon Adams in the 14, yeah, and followed by Little Garrett.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
they put on some strong racing all year. Senior Pro Clone, Tatum Wilson, Lakeland Parker, and Mickey Hoodless, 1-2-3. Pro Challenge, Connor Okresic.
Yep.
Andrew Nolan, the little brother, beat the big brother, David Nolan.
You know, he was eating that up.
Yeah, boy, we got a little family discussion going on there. Bandolero Outlaw, Colin Soblich.
Yes.
Gabby DeBoe and Zoe Barker, 1-2-3. Bandolero Bandits. Now, here's the class you need to watch for next year. It's going to be strong. Josie McArdle, Miss 44.
Awesome.
Cody Wood won the last two races, Friday night and Saturday night. And this dude might stand 3 foot tall. Caleb Sanford, first year racing, finished third.
Man.
So, you know, we've got them. Like you say, Hunter Lewis was the top dog all year.
Yeah.
Now, Mighty Lights. As we said before, there's no winner.
They're
everybody's
all winners.
Winner.
Yeah.
Everybody's. And at the banquet, we will honor J.D. Vitt, Gannon Polk, Tripp Moody, Reese Thompson, Nolan Miles, Avery Batiste. We will honor each and every one of them.
You notice a lot of those familiar names because Papa is a racer as well. And then you've got one more. You gotta give props to the mini stocks.
Mini stocks. Daniel the Tire Man, who works at GCR. Mm-hmm. Second place, Daryl Blaine, works at GCR. Third place, General Lee, Dale Johnson, 01.
Well, you got it.
1, 2, 3.
These guys have earned their championships, and we wish them congratulations. Again, Sims Community Center, November 8th. And obviously, everyone's going to be a winner there. And once we get close to that date, Joe, we'll make sure to get you back on. And as always, sunnysouthraceway.org. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And we hope to be back with you again next year, Joe.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And I want to thank everybody out there that's ever came to Sunny South. I hope you come back. I hope you had a good time. And thanks for your support this year.
There you go, Joe McArdle, right there from Sunny South. And we'll have him back on closer to the time where you get to go get your trophies November 8th. Now it's time to go back to Charlotte. Dustin Long with MRN standing by. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, right away, bringing in Dustin Long with MRN. We're running out of time, so we've only got about 5 or 6 minutes. Dustin, welcome to the show. And we're gonna do it quick. Here's the things I want to talk about, if you think it's worthy. How's that? Bush and Keselowski, they're critical about the Goodyear's tire compound. Obviously, Jimmy Johnson has had a bad luck continuing because he hit the wall last practice. And I want to talk about Steve Burns as his cancer's back. So, Dustin, what can you tell us?
Talking about what on the track first is just obviously Jimmy Johnson starting 21st tonight. Yeah. He's last among the 12 chase drivers, among those who are out of a transfer spot. Eliminations will take place next week at Talladega, where they'll cut the field, chase field from 12 to 8. Yes, it's been up and down for Jimmy Johnson. Qualified 21st, and then was happy with the way things were going in practice last night, and then in the waning minutes of final practice, scraped the wall. Team could make repairs to the car. They do not need to go to a backup, so he'll start 21st. He's one of, I guess you could call it the frantic four who are outside of a transfer spot. Brad Keselowski is there, and he starts 17th tonight. Casey Kane is outside a transfer spot. He starts 19th, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. is there, and he starts 9th. So it would be key to watch how these guys move up through the field, if they're able to, and what kind of pit decisions their crew chiefs make, how much gambling will they do. You know, as for others, Kyle Busch starts on the pole tonight, as you mentioned, for Joe Gibbs Racing. Joe Gibbs Racing hasn't won a race since Denny Hamlin won at Talladega in May. That's a 20-race drought, which is the longest drought for Joe Gibbs Racing in Cup from August 2004 to June 2005, a 29-race streak. So Kyle Busch is on the pole tonight, Denny Hamlin third, Matt Kenseth 22nd. Toyota's still probably a little bit underpowered. It'll be challenging to see if they can win at Charlotte, which is a mile-and-a-half track. And remember, Team Penske and Hendrick Motorsports have won all eight races this season on mile-and-a-half track. So, you know, Joe Gibbs cars have had some good runs at mile-and-a-half, but it's going to take a little bit better effort to break the stranglehold of Team Penske and Hendrick Motorsports, and with some of those Penske with Keselowski for Penske and the Hendrick drivers, Junior, Kane, and Johnson needing, and even Jeff Gordon needing a win to assure themselves a spot in the next round. It may be tough to do unless there's some chaos. It certainly was interesting last night in the nationwide race, which Brad Keselowski won. He came back from a tire problem that caused him to hit the wall. Some teams had tire issues early in the race. I talked with a Goodyear official during the race, and they said it was just like what happened in May, and that they expected as the track gained more rubber that the tires would improve. And the tire issues were not as prevalent or not as much of a factor, it didn't seem to be, as the race progressed. But could it happen again tonight? You know, possibly. Brad Keselowski was worried. And remember, he had tire issues, he and Dale Jr. last week, and he gets hit with a tire issue last night. So, you know, what needs to be done? Brad says he's not sure. You know, he says the only way to kind of ensure it is to slow down. And he says, you know, as a race car driver, that's not how you're built to go, and that makes you feel like you're backed into a corner, but that may be what you have to do. We'll see. You know, on the nationwide race last night, Ty Dillon, who entered the race third in points, got anxious on a restart and tried to make a bold move, and instead got collected in a crash, and instead of being there at the finish, he placed 30th and was out of the race, and fell to fifth in the points, and his slim championship hopes he had are pretty much over. So, you know, you've got to be careful.
With 30 seconds or so left, can you touch base with what's going on? Obviously, one of our media folks is fighting cancer. Steve Burns is back. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, Steve had a head throat cancer a while back and had gotten over that, but then got the report that it's returned and it's with stage 4 level. So he will start chemo, I believe, this coming week. So thoughts and prayers with Steve Burns from Fox Sports.
Well, absolutely. Dustin, how can we follow you at the track?
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and also at MRN.com.
Well, Dustin, you do a great job, and like I say, check's in the mail, buddy. Look for it today.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? Dustin, thank you for everything you do for the show, my friend.
All right, see you. Have a good one.
You too. Dustin Long again. And guys, we're heading out now. That's the end of the show. If you're in Mobile, swing by the West Mobile Park off of Leroy Stevens. Bring you a can of food, a little extra pocket change, and we're raising money for our warrior kid, Luke Courtney. We'll see you out there in about an hour. God bless you. We love you all, and love you too, Mom.